Stutsman County general election complete. Stutsman County sees highest number of COVID-19 cases Tuesday. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. According to unofficial results, it appears the 2020 general election ballot numbers in Stutsman County were down slightly compared to 2016. Stutsman County Interim Auditor Jessica Alonji says there were 10,024 ballots cast in the 2020 general election.
That's 2,747 ballots from early vote, 4,385 absentee ballots, and 2,892 election day ballots. In the 2016 election, the total ballots cast was 10,345.
Alonji says things ran very smoothly at the Jamestown Civic Center.
Everything went very smoothly. Almost every voter that I saw had masks on, was properly socially distancing. It went very well.
Votes will be canvassed on Monday, November 9th. You can find the unofficial Stutsman County 2020 general election results at newsdakota.com. A record number of positive COVID-19 cases were reported for Stutsman County Tuesday. Central Valley Health District Unit Administrator Robin Isler reports there were 86 new coronavirus cases. Isler says if these trends continue, the county could be bumped up to the orange risk level for COVID-19 in North Dakota.
And it will impact the ability to move freely about the community and around our community. Community spread means that COVID is spreading in the community through social interaction, gathering in group, and not taking the proper precautions to prevent the spread. We are seeing more school children testing positive. However, these students are not catching COVID in school. It is the activities outside of school where spread is occurring.
Since the pandemic began, there have been 1,147 total positive COVID cases in Stutsman County. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.